Whenever they are, we're ready for the first question.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good.
I'm wondering what you see that's different about this Panthers team on tape than when you saw them in October.
Well, they got Greg Olsen back. That's a pretty good start. They don't have Charles Johnson, but everything starts with personnel. You know, so they're playing Peppers more, and he's having a heck of a year. You know, they've been without Shaq Thompson the last couple games, and he was playing really well. It seems like they're running the quarterback on design quarterback runs a little bit more, and that's been very, very effective for them. You know, their Benjamin being gone and injuries, the receiver rotation is a little bit different. Is that enough?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Coach, I'm also wondering if you have a status update on Justin Evans.
That'll be coming out later today. Yeah, that'll be coming out later today. Do you have a status update on Russell Shepard?
That'll be coming out later today, I'd imagine.
Well, that's when you ask stupid questions, those are the kind of answers you're going to get.
Hey, Coach, just in general with your injury situation, how do you, you know, that next man mentality is something that everyone preaches, but how do you actually put it into practice?
Well, I mean, you don't have much choice. I mean, you don't have much choice. They're not gonna cancel the season just because you get guys hurt. I mean, we're paid to play and paid to coach, and we have to, you know, we have to do that.
Coach, this offense for the Panthers seems to be on a real roll, over 30 points a game for the last six games. What do you think they're doing right, and how much of that do you think has to do with Cam Newton himself?
Oh, yeah, I mean, a ton. A ton has to do with Cam Newton and, you know, his versatility. I mean, his ability to beat you with his arm and with his legs, and the fact that they, you know, they can basically play option football, and you know they've got interchangeable pieces. The way they move McCaffrey around, the versatility of Olsen. They're definitely on a roll. Mike Shula and the staff are doing a great job, and their players are executing at a high level.
Coach, what are you seeing out of your young running back, Peyton Barber, still averaging over 4 yards per carry in these last three games?
Yeah, I think Peyton's just continuing to grow. You know, he came here as an undrafted free agent, and he had a lot to learn from a passing game standpoint, but he's always been a strong inside runner, and I think as he's gotten more experience, he's continued to improve.
Dirk, do you put much credence or just kind of coaching chip type of stuff on spoiling seasons at this point?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't think that's why you compete. And that, you know, I'm not saying that other people don't take joy in that or that they could use that as motivation, but that's not how I approach it at all. I think that, you know, we are trying to be the best team that we can be and play the best that we can play. And, you know, this is a very tough division. Carolina is, you know, they're a heck of a team, been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And, you know, our job in no way, we're going to try everything we can to beat them on Sunday, but in no way is our mission to spoil their season. We're trying to make ourselves better.
You've seen all these teams at least once and a couple of twice. How would you handicap the South? You mentioned it's probably the toughest division in football this year.
Yeah, well, they're all good. I mean, they're all good, and they all have, you know, different strengths at the very top. But they're all playing good football, and you know, of course, we had Atlanta on Monday night and you guys this week and then the Saints the following week. And, you know, I'm really only studying one team at a time. So you could ask me that after we played them all. But, you know, this week there's no question who the best one is Carolina. It's the best team this week.
What have you seen out of Steve Wilkes' defense, and do you have much background with Steve Dirk?
I do not, and you know, went against Coach McDermott many times, both in Atlanta and here, and I think Coach Wilkes has really taken it up just another notch. You know, the way he's designed it with the interchangeable base and nickel. The way, you know, he's fought through, you know, where they've had different guys out of the lineup, definitely pressuring a little bit higher percentage. And, he's done a really nice job of, I think that's the goal of any coordinator that takes over for a defense or an offense that was already successful is to improve on it. And he's definitely done that.
Peppers has gotten a lot of attention, you know, deservedly so. But what wonder what your assessment is of 97, their other edge rusher.
Excellent. You know, I think both those guys are in the game record category. You know, Peppers is the old vet that's still got plenty of juice, and you know, Addison is. Had a heck of a year with 10 sacks, and then they got the power guys inside. So, yeah, you know, every team's hoping to have one really good pass rusher on the edge, and you know, the Panthers have two.
Coach, I'm wondering what the impression from afar is of what's been happening with owner Jerry Richardson and that, and how do you feel like that could impact things?
Oh, I have no thoughts at all on that. I mean, other than a couple blurbs I've seen on TV, I have nothing to say about that.
How different does this Panthers defense potentially look without Shaq Thompson and Thomas Davis on Sunday?
They look superhuman instead of fantastically human. I mean, they're a heck of a defensive team. You know, those two guys that you mentioned are both really good players, and they're really good edge players. But you know, I think one thing they've done is they've overcome guys missing before, and you know, they've got those interchangeable edge players. You know, 42 Jones has come in and played in those spots, done a good job. 55 Mayo's come in and played in those spots before. You know, last week they switch out at nickel. They switch out 27 Seymour for 41 Munerlin and didn't miss a beat.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we'll see you Sunday. You guys have a good one.